All of you are reading the Acts of the Apostles. We have reached chapter 16. And today's reading, one of the things touched me. The Lord opened the hearts and minds of Lydia to understand what Paul was speaking. We see in Luke chapter 24, verse 45, that's a beautiful word of God. It says, Jesus opened their hearts and minds to understand the scriptures. So God has to open our hearts and minds. It's a very important. We also see in Acts chapter 8 that Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading, but he was not able to understand. So we need the Spirit of God in order to understand what the Lord is speaking to us. Because every word, John 6:63, it's a Spirit and their life. Especially as we are preparing for Pentecost. All these days of liturgically preparing all of us to have that great experience of the Holy Spirit. If you like, the life of Jesus, especially the final discourse, Gospel of John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. It's nice to read every day. I do John 13 to 17 every day. It's a wonderful experience. So Jesus prepared his disciples for everything was going to come. And Jesus, in a very special way, prepared them to receive the Holy Spirit. Though at that particular time, they were not able to understand. So today's Gospel, Gospel of John 15, Jesus is preparing us to receive that Holy Spirit in a special way. You know, just before the Mass, you know, one of the seminarians said, oh, I'm so excited to celebrate this Pentecost. It's going to come. We're going to have a grand celebration. That's good. So we need to have that excitement first, desire. That desire will lead us to prepare. Preparation is everything. Sometimes people say like, oh, I'm just coming for the Mass, but I'm not getting anything out of it. Well, we won't get anything out of it if we don't bring anything into it. So we have to prepare sometimes a good time of prayer. Early reading the scriptures is very important. Early preparation is very important for everything. But sometimes we are like lastminute.com. You know, we like everything in the last minute. But preparation is everything. So that's today's Gospel is inviting us to do that. So as we are going to celebrate this Pentecost, we can also prepare ourselves in a special way so that the Holy Spirit will come and that Spirit will change our life.